This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Give me Jesus, senior out, and guys, this is a gospel tune. So you can leave your drawers in your blankets, please. Cleanse your mind. This is a gospel tune. Thank you very much.
In the morning.
I think everybody had that brief. It's just that when, yeah, you had your own definition. We won't even go there, but yeah. Us, yeah, we've been knowing.
The brother behind this song is joining us in studio. We are getting to know him a little better on Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency. 17 minutes before 8, over coffee conversation kicks off right now. We have Mafadi Albert Mokgale joining us in studio, affectionately known as Senior Oat. And it's got some more hot tunes that we are still going to play a little bit later on. But why the hell haven't you sampled us with this Can You Say Le?
Hey, hey.
Welcome, bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Good to have you, my friend. You are a very busy man. Have you seen his gig guide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we help you count that money sometime?
Listen, this, we got three extra hands in studio. We are here for that.
You don't need a machine.
No. I charge 3.6.
Yeah, right.
If you get it, you get it.
Says a man.
If you get it, you get it.
Says a man with the biggest songs on radio.
Yeah.
To people that are getting introduced to you for the first time, I mean, just hearing your voice, I mean, where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Soko Sese. Do you know Soko FM, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Soko Sese. I'm close to where Soko FM is, in a village called Sonomo Hopi.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's where I'm originally from. But now, Kimotoflu.
Sure.
Yes.
And that's where you're based, Kote?
Yeah. Okay. For the moment, yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you move?
How did I move from?
Yeah, from Soko Sese to?
School.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you still at school? University. Oh, this is so cool.
Wait a minute.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. God. Recently graduated.
Not no, really. This music thing took over.
Yeah, it took over like big time. Big time. So I just had to decide on now, what do I do?
Yeah.
Because I don't think an opportunity like this will come again.
Yeah.
So I just had to take the
opportunity. And talking about an opportunity like this and it's coming again. So what was going on? So you were a student and then you're like, aye man, aye, things are getting out of control.
No, I was a student.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the side doing music.
Okay.
So music is what I love doing.
All right.
So music caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School didn't.
Yeah.
I think not the side didn't, but like,
I think we hear you.
Yeah, put it on hold for some. I'll continue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my man, from one dropout to another. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're having like an AA meeting here. We have an AA meeting here. Please leave us alone, Mpo. So you grew up in Soko Sese. How was life like? I mean, growing up at home.
Life was tough back then. Back home. I think you don't like. It's a rural place, so you respect what happens there. So, music-wise, home was never a house music thing. I think the music at home was like Bulo Bedu, King Munata, those guys.
My Bombo kind of vibe.
Yeah, you can call
so
them.
So you call it.
Oh, Aski, so you call
Bolo
it.
Music.
So, Bolo music, guys in Tareleng, so.
Bolo house.
Yo, let's
go
and
meet
me.
Thank you.
All right. We won't. Then. Mara, like, yeah. So, growing up, like, I listened to Whoop, Black Coffee, Euphonic, Raf Gam, those guys, and everything. So, I love their music and everything. So, when I started to produce that kind of music, everyone at home was like, ah, man, now we want this. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're better, but we want this. So, yeah. He didn't encourage me back then, but then now it's paying off, I think.
So you just believed that the kind of sound that you are working on, that, you know what, it may not be for Batwa Morai, because clearly, I mean, Combs knows his experience very well. He has a DJ. He's been in other areas in the province. I feel like while I shopped, I got this sound, but I don't know level. Until, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you have to find the right crowd for the music. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right, we'll get to know more about our guest in studio this morning, someone who has really revolutionized the sound of music and is riding the wave. Singer, DJ, producer, Senior Oat, joining us in studio. Questions, comments, 079-899-6226.
Senior Oat, above all, is the name of the song, and that is the gentleman we are getting to know in the studio this morning. It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo Side of Frequency. He's a powerful record producer, man. and a hot DJ too. A lot of people will have a song that they produce themselves, but it will have vocals, and you wouldn't think that person can sing. And this is because sometimes, you know, and they don't appear anywhere on credits.
Yeah.
Because in music, artists, they have something called sessions. So if you come for a session,
uh-huh,
you put a figure. If you say, I'm going to charge you 10K or 15K
yeah,
to lay vocals on this song,
uh-huh,
that's what you do, and that's the end of it.
Okay.
No splitting royalties, nothing. You walk
okay
out.
Oh, you don't get like to be featured and whatever?
No.
Oh, okay.
You are out completely. So
oh,
I can appear in my own song, singing the lyrics myself. So what everybody else believes is up to them.
Oh, oh, it's possible, ne?
So I saw the music video that you shot, yeah, All In You, with mm-hmm Kemi. And you are the one singing there. We're not seeing anybody else. Paint a picture to someone who has been wondering whether you are the man that only works on the beats or do you do the actual singing as well.
Spoonerwise, tell us.
Hey, I'm occasionally a vocalist. Occasionally.
Occasionally.
When I feel like, when I feel like it, then I do.
Did you sing on the one that we just played now?
Yeah, no, you can't keep a secret there, but it's okay.
That's
easy. Yeah, the second verse is mine there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
right. That was, I think, 2019 or 2020,
mm-hmm,
when
yeah
I was still learning software and learning how to perfect my sound. So yeah,
you call this learning?
Voila.
Yeah, that's
it's learning. It's on rotation, my man.
Listen, listen, and I get it. As an artist, you are sitting here like cringing, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that this could have been better. But
yeah,
it's on high rotation.
Yeah, I'm like Mara, you know, mm, man, this is basic stuff. So, but so now I know. So, but yeah, I think it's what everyone goes through.
Yeah.
You learn, you make mistakes, or not necessarily mistakes, but it's mistakes as well.
Yeah.
But you learn from where you were before.
Sure.
So I think I've learned from that. And then, yeah.
You started producing music back at home.
Yeah.
Who bought you your first PC?
Yo, my father bought the PC for the house. Yeah. This mathematics program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once it broke, and then we had to go go get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
To this guy, he was the guy.
Yeah.
We gave it to him, then he fixed it. When I brought it back, the softwares.
Did you ask him?
No.
okay. Just, okay. He just did that.
Yeah, he just did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then one of the softwares was FL Studio,
mm-hmm,
and I was like, no, what is this? Open it up, open up the dots and everything. And I was like, hey. So as time went on, I started to fiddle around with the program, and then yeah, I think around 2015, 2016 was when I started to make something that made sense.
Yeah.
I think back then,
because most of your training you did it through online, like literally trying to teach yourself some of these things, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think this online stuff just came now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I had access to YouTube, the internet. At home, there's no YouTube. There's no internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you have data, we used to use those Nokia phones. What thing? C1 or something.
Okay.
C1, I think C1.
Mm. Yeah.
And Vodacom tells you have 5 megabytes, so you can't do anything with 5 megabytes.
Same,
you didn't
man
know anything back then. So now, I think that's where I got to learn more and more and more and more. So I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was there anyone who took you under their wing and just helped you brush up your skill?
Not necessarily. When I started with a friend, I think. I don't think I know. I started with a friend, and then we parted ways, actually, 1 year after we met.
Mm.
They took me back home. So from grade 4 to grade 8, Kitseli Josie.
Mm.
Then
okay.
Grade 9. Metric,
yeah. Okay.
So I was with him, Kujosi, and then we were kind of learning the thing.
Yeah.
And then we made a remix, Juju, this song, it got very viral, eh?
Yeah,
but then you can't produce that again, so it was one time thing and everything. So, but then when I went home, I started to learn everything,
okay.
Yeah.
Joining us in studio this morning as we get to know him better is Senior Oat. If you have a question or a compliment, you can find us on 079-899-6226. we're getting to know him a little better. So when did you start to release professional music? Like when you were confident that this stuff is ready to be heard by the world?
2016, 2017.
Okay.
I think it was, that was when, not necessarily professionally, but just release the song to the people and then they'll give me feedback and everything. And most of the feedback was not from home, or from outside home.
And how was the feedback?
Yeah, I mean, you are coming all right. Okay. You are, you fix this, fix that, and then, yeah. So
and you took those and you went back, you're like, okay, let me try and fix this.
True, yeah.
All right.
And I'm sure nothing sucks as spending a year working on a beat for somebody to say, you are coming all right.
Actually, I once worked on a song, this song, recently. This guy gave me one of his songs, is a Afrotech guy.
Right.
Gave me a song, and then, man, please lay out some strings here, because I think I was good with strings, layering out strings and keys and everything. So
right.
Gave me his song, and then I layered out this emotional and nice things, and I was like, no, man, these things sound local. Like, yo. Yo.
They sound local.
Yeah, they sound local. Like, yo. Yeah, now I want to international stuff. Get a man, it's fine. Do your international stuff, it's fine. So, but then, yeah, I think, yeah. I grew up in a musical family as well.
Okay.
Almost everyone in my house sings. So yeah. Yeah,
so it wasn't strange for you to venture there, like, okay, right, I mean, kintu elinga mugai, we see it.
True, true. I wasn't strange because you would hear, like, you know when this note is off and then when it's on key. So you know that, so that makes it easier.
Wonderful.
The Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency with Complexion and Mpoma Shida.
Over coffee, conversation continues this morning with our guest, Senior Oat, a brother from the province, as we get to know him a little better. I'd like to explain a very brief story, and this is for context.
Okay.
This guy is from Bembe, and he's sent out to Cape Town to go and study. First year, he's not studying. He's taking that money and learning how to trade on, like, as Forex.
Forex, okay.
Yeah. So he blows all the money that was meant for his schooling for that year.
Yeah.
And he only masters the tool the following year.
Yeah.
So he continues trading and stuff, and he makes a lot of money.
Okay.
And he goes back home and he gives his parents about 2 million rands.
Yeah.
His name is Mathodzi. Yeah, a lot of people probably know him.
Yeah.
Gives his parents cash, and he says, guys, I'm sorry, but I haven't been schooling in Cape Town. So if you're expecting results, these are the results that I have.
Yeah.
How did you marinate or bribe your parents to agree that you must leave school?
Wow.
To pursue this music career. How much did you give them?
I marinated them.
I bought them a house. It's a joke.
Be like, okay, flex hard.
No. The thing is, my mother's always been the one of, school first, everything late. You love music, late, everything. So, but then after all, I knew, she was like, Mara, ish. Yeah, you can try and see. Yes, yeah.
You'll come back.
Yeah, so, yeah, Rabulela, and then she agreed. She was like, no, you can do music. But after, if this trend or this hype goes down, then you go back to school.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay.
That was a fair deal.
I'll make sure it doesn't go down. Yeah, so, but then, yeah, she's very understanding. So.
Were you taken by surprise by all in you? Like, how?
Yes.
You didn't expect that?
No, I didn't expect that, no. Okay, my followers on Facebook in January, before Only New, I think we were like 700 to 400 and something.
Yeah,
followers more Facebook. Instagram, it was 300 and something. Now, on Facebook, I think I have 147,000 followers.
Yeah.
On Instagram, Google. I think 30 something or 40 something. Something like that. So, ever since Only New, I've been getting, actually, there's no weekend that I've spent home. Every weekend.
Wow.
Sometimes from Thursday to Monday. And then it could be Tuesday high. So that's been my life from that time to now.
Do you think you were ready for, like, we always hear people talking about how fame overtakes, but were you ready?
No, I wasn't.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah, I wasn't. So it's humbling and it's challenging as well, but then we move.
And what inspires the Christian touch to your music?
Oh, I am a Christian, so that's how. Like, it's. I think music to me always had a message. When you listen to the old songs and everything, people were trying to say message. Nowadays, we're just flashing. you're just singing about this and this. So I just decided, no man, let me just put the message out there.
So is this going to be your thing? Or you'll see, or...
Okay.
No, the Bible is thick enough. It will always give you content.
No, apart from everything else, I am a music producer and a DJ. So, yeah, I think it'll be a major part of my music.
Were you DJing before, or was it the pressure of the music that you were releasing and the kind of reception it was receiving that you realized that, but I can't go and stand there. It's my song. I must go and mix it.
No, I was DJing before.
Okay.
But then I once quit. Because I couldn't learn the CDJs. I was like, no, man, what's wrong with this?
Mm.
So I used to play with a visual DJ until I came to University of Limpopo. But they were like, no, man, we don't use that here.
Yeah.
We use this. And then they gave me a chance. I think Orientations on UL, they said, no, play.
Mm.
Yo, man, I embarrassed myself. I was like, no more. But then...
But I think for you it's a bit different. You know how sometimes... aspiring DJs, they go learn this, perfect it, and then hope that the market will recognize them. In your case, the market wants you. Like, you must catch up and you must learn these things.
The thing is, after that, like, I learned, I even bought CDJs.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, no, I want to learn these things.
So, yeah.
And then I found out what is very simple, it's very easy and straightforward. So I was like, no, man.
Your
why was it hard and everything? So now I think. Speaking out,
So who teaches you the business side of things? Like, who comes to you and says your song needs to be registered, you need to get royalties for airplay and these and that, and these are the platforms that you need to, or was that stuff that you also learned on online?
No, actually what I did was just release music. I was like, no, I made a new song, let's put it out there. But then now I have people at the team now, people that I work with, that show me these things.
Yeah.
I have a manager as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long did it take you to put together this song?
2 days, maybe.
Wow.
For
really?
Next, yeah.
So it was the beat today and then the vocal tomorrow.
Yeah.
How did you meet Kemi?
So I met Kemi back in 2019 or 2020.
Mm.
She was working on a song with Mzwashpa, the guy who lays guitars for me.
Right.
She was working on a song with Mzwashpa, and I happened to be part of the session. I was like, no.
Yeah.
She sings this one.
Mm.
Yeah, she's tall too. But then, yeah.
She says she's tall too.
Yeah, she's tall. Hey, she's tall. Hey.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. Yeah, she's very tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So this year, January this year, after making the instrumental, I was like, no, man, let me call Kemi.
Yeah.
And then I called her and then gave her the song.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
This is the song we are talking about, All In You, Senior Oat and Kemi Chiendes. Capricorn FM, Limpopo Sound Frequency, 19 minutes after 8, over coffee conversation. Proudly Limpopo music is Capricorn FM, Limpopo Sound Frequency, from Sekgosese to the world. His brother has played in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Botswana, in Swaziland. That makes you international, dog.
True.
So is this a song that makes you proud enough to tell people that I'm the one who's singing here?
I don't tell people that.
Really?
For real?
Yeah, I don't. When they ask is when I tell, but then I don't just say it out loud.
Yeah.
People are just going to say, hey, sing for us, sing. And you find that, like, I give them to my old and yeah, now it's but then
yeah.
So the rest of the family, like when they look at the growth and the success, that is like very it's in front of their eyes. You know, yeah. How's the family?
Yo, my family is very very happy. I think a family isn't like relatives. Yes, okay. It's okay. I think. It's strange in a way, but it's
it is what it is.
Yeah, I didn't like most of them next time I say, but now now they're like, man, I'm your great aunt from where I know your mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Where did you get my number?
Yo, wafunili.
Yeah, but then it's
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's happy times.
Where did you record this song?
In my room, at a floor.
Oh, in your room.
In my room.
Floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds so crisp, man. One would think that you had to book a bus ticket and go to somewhere and just get there and lay the vocals with, you know, the most professional setup ever.
No, it was in my room with blankets and everything. So I, it was a treatment like shut the doors, close the windows,
switch off the fridge.
Yeah, put the blanket over the desktop because the hard drives makes noise. So yeah, and then after that, just try to clean it a bit. And then that's,
sure. What were you studying at UL?
Yo, okay. I was doing a degree in I was doing a Bachelor of Science in.
Wait, guys, wait a minute.
Complexion, Leon. Complexion, give me your Bachelor of Science, Leon. Come on, right, not today.
Yeah,
you had like a science thing, not about the lab code, where now we had for the lab, we had for the lab,
and
chemistry and everything.
Until I got a radio job and I was doing a drive show, and practicals, they started 2 p.m., so I couldn't.
You were like, it's not
going
to work.
I couldn't. I was like, I'm going for media now. I'm just completely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you're enjoying it, though.
No. No, I'm being honest. I'm being honest. I was like, BSc in physical and mineral sciences. So.
Yeah.
No, but then, like, it was that next thing you know, man, you used to do this. Like, this is school. You have to be serious in school.
And let me tell you something. You might not know this, but I'm sure today. Those lecturers, chemistry, they are using you as an example in those lecturers or in those lab, in those labs where they do practicals. Because you know, that's what my former lecturer used to do. Used to tell every single first year student when they come to say, guys, maybe you must be honest with yourself. Maybe this is not what you want. You see, like, complexion. You know, the one who works on radio, he was right here where you were.
Yeah.
So you may find that they're also using you as a reference when it comes to that. But you've been such an inspiration, my man.
Yeah.
Continue doing the great work. Is there anything that you're currently working on right now? You even he hasn't even dropped an album yet.
Like
he's been giving us singles, but he's got the busiest gig guide ever.
No, I dropped an album last year, so... Yeah, I think I'm going to drop another one next year, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not probably, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to drop a single titled It Is Well. Yo! And people want that song, eh?
It is, you've tested it already.
Not necessarily. So I gave it to a friend, and this friend did a TikTok video, like a 2 minutes long TikTok video. How do you tease a song for 2 minutes?
That's the whole song.
Were you not impressed, or not?
Yeah, I was not impressed, but the response, your people love the song, so I think I have to just drop it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for that, my friend. Thank you very much for coming through to spend time with us. We're really honored to have you in studio. How do people keep up with the work that you are doing and everything else?
Oh, they can follow me on my socials. That's why I post updates always. Facebook, Senior Oat as a page. Instagram, Senior. At Senior underscore Oat underscore SA. Twitter, at Senior underscore Oat underscore SA. I also have a YouTube channel that I must start making content because I have like 80,000 subscribers. Yo.
Already. And you see, when you've got your problems are like twisted the other way around. There's a demand, and you must just meet the demand. Yeah. That's where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You must get sponsors. SLM videos. Yeah, this video is sponsored by. That's what you can find.
All right, cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to hang with us this morning. That's a brother we've been getting to know a little better. You've heard all his music that we have played and is still going to give us some more music. Before he even leaves the studio, actually, I'd like to believe that's a commitment, right? Yeah, you always a singer. The one we're talking about?
Sorry?
Skanyuzele.
Oh! Yeah. Yes. I came with him last time here.
Yeah.
No, it's not me who sings, can you say that?
Okay.
It's a pleasure. I once came with him here.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. All right. Awesome stuff. Sure. That's Senior Oat, ladies and gentlemen, joining us in studio over coffee conversations.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.